In fact, when the surrender was over, I'm going to digress for a second, everything would be ripped apart from the Wilmer McLean house. The desk, the pens, the floorboards, the wallpaper, even a tree that Lee himself leaned against that morning would be ripped apart, because everybody knew that day that history was taking place, and they wanted a piece of it. But inside this small little home, rather than about the surrender, they talked about the old days. Grant said, "You know, I remember you from the Mexican War, and what was it you did?" Lee looked at him and he said, "All these times in this battle, I've tried to recall your face. I could never quite do it." They continued to chat happily. They continued on and on. And it was eventually Lee who said, "I suppose we must discuss the object at hand, the surrender." So though they didn't know each other, the bonds that were forged and the closeness they had almost defied the fact that they were the greatest nemeses one could imagine. On April 9th, Robert E. Lee surrendered to U.S. Grant, that dignified, honorable surrender. Yet he only surrendered his army. There were still three Confederate armies in the field. There were over 175,000 men, their murderous gun barrels hot to the bitter end. There was Jefferson Davis, the Confederate president, calling for guerrilla warfare,